Orcon stiffened.
There is no hint of force ability about her. No, my lord. She is nothing more than a liar and a deceiver, but a very skilled one. Somehow she has manipulated the galaxy into believing that she is someone to be loved and honored, when in reality she is nearly as ruthless as we. She has even swayed some of my followers, the ones who are simply gullible rather than corrupt. And, my lord, she may know of our true identities.
You disappoint me, Warcon. You sweep through this world like the conqueror you should be, yet one pesky two-faced alien female has stopped you dead in your tracks. I tire of waiting on you. I will come and deal with this Roki Kem myself.
My lord, please, said Suldar. I will take her down, swiftly and surely.
You will save her for me. This Keesha dared to challenge a member of the Lost Tribe. I will crush her, and with her head in my hand, I shall announce our presence on this world. Expect me soon.
The image winked out. Warcon closed his eyes, gathering calmness. He could eliminate Roki Kem before Vol arrived, thus proving to his Grand Lord that he was capable of handling his own problems. But that would annoy Vol, who no doubt planned to capitalize on the horror of displaying the head of Roki Kem, so beloved and benevolent, upon his ascension to ruler of, well, everything. For to control Coruscant, as the saying went, was to control the galaxy. No. Best to let Grand Lord Vol have his sport. But in the meantime, he would watch and wait and be ready when his master arrived.